Locker room chats continuing here on KNZA 103.9 as we continue to talk about the Troy Trojans. And now we transition to the boys' side with head coach Jonathan Rodvelt, presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, you played a grind of a game on a Tuesday night against Hiawatha at home, and you force a lot of turnovers, you jump out on them early, and it just seemed like that Red Hawks team just would not go away, and ultimately the Red Hawks get the win, 55-53. You know, just what were a few assessments from that game and a couple overall takeaways from it?
Biggest thing we could probably look at were our missed opportunities, especially scoring. We had at least seven layups missed, or putback baskets that we missed in the first quarter. And, you know, it probably got into close to 20 missed opportunities, and the majority of them were contested, but we still got to make those. And, you know, in a close game like we had, you've got to be able to make those ones, because just one or two baskets, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but that makes a difference in the ball game. We fouled a lot. You know, we're pretty good with our hands, but you got to be able to adjust. And so we fouled a lot, and then we didn't get to the basket near as much. And of course, you can't shoot the line if you're not being attacking when you get into the half court. So a lot of things to take away, a lot of things to learn from. All of them are controllable and things that we can fix. We got to get better in our half court offense. We didn't do very well at that. We got to play inside out and try and get paint touches. And whether it's a kick out or it's a dump off, we got to do better there. And we had a lot of, you know, one or two passes and shoot once we got the ball in the half court offense. So, you know, we told the boys that's one game. Okay, I guess you're not going undefeated this year. But you know, you got to get back at it, and you got to grind away, and you got to learn from your mistakes. And we had some mistakes, and you know, they did good things too, though. They got out, they leaked out down the floor on a few rebounds and got some easy transition buckets. Our rotation and our zone press was not very good either, and we gave up some easy ones. And I took the blame on my part. I didn't sub necessarily as well as I should have, and so we were not as fresh as we were in the Riverside game, and so we kind of got stuck in the subbing in one or two guys, and we have the depth and energy that we should be subbing in about three or four guys at a time. So there's a lot of things that we could all do better, and that's what we're going to try and take away. So. But that was a good win for them. They were down, and they just kept coming back on us. And we didn't make the shots at the end that we needed to either.
How about Reagan Hartman? First couple of games, kind of leading the charge offensively. He had 15 in that first game against Riverside. He had 14 in the game against Hiawatha. What have you liked from him here in the first couple of games?
Oh, he's a very smart player, really sharp, four-year starter, so he knows exactly what we want him to do, and overall we've got to be more balanced. And at times everybody just kind of looked at Reagan to do something, and he's really good off the ball as well. He's a good player, we'll see what you know, what this season brings for him. But he's a good player, and he's kind of always been a workhorse. You know, never has put up really high numbers offensively, but he's always played good defense. He still kind of gets stuck guarding the second post if there's a two post, and last night they had a lot of length, and so he had a really tough job. He had to play really tough defense on the inside, and then he has to come down and is looked at as one of our main sources of scoring points. So he's a good player, though, and he's going to have a really good season for us.
Team off to a 1-1 start. Again, a victory over Riverside, the loss to Troy to Hiawatha. But you get, again, a couple of days this week to kind of prep for the game on Saturday. You do play Blue Valley, who's off to a 2-1 start. They got victories over Wetmore and also Onega, but a loss as well on their schedule, but or correction, a 1-1 start to their season. I beg your pardon there. They lost to Wetmore and beat Onega. So, again, you look at this Blue Valley team. What's kind of the prep looking like for them and getting ready for that game on Saturday?
Overall, we just got to get better at what we are trying to do. We want to dictate the pace, and we want to play good defense and let that create most of our offense. They're always they're going to be able to spread the floor and maybe a style that's a little more similar to us. But they've got a couple of good players that have had to start out of necessity. Now they're upperclassmen, and they've got good shooters, and we've got to be able to use our depth and control the tempo and the pace. And really, this week I couldn't be happier to have that one more day of extra practice on Friday. But we've got to work on ourselves. We can't get away from what we do, and we got to smooth out a lot of things. It's going to be an interesting trip. It's a Saturday. It's kind of got an off feel to it, and we got to drive all the way out there. We got to go out and do what we do and be road warriors. It's a long trip and play some good defense. And who knows what it's going to look like? It may get real sloppy and ugly, but the boys are going to work hard. And as long as they're doing that, we should have a good chance on Saturday.
Now it'll be a battle of 1-1s on Saturday. Blue Valley hosting Troy. Troy coming off the 2-point loss Tuesday night to Hiawatha. Again, a victory in the opener over Riverside last Friday, but an extra practice day for Troy as they get set for that Saturday tilt at Blue Valley. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you, as always, for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.